Hello.
And welcome.
It's the Graveyard Girls, a true crime and mysteries podcast.
Yes. Fill us in with the usual information, Natasha.
Well, if you don't know, we have another podcast that is called Hidden in the Hollows that comes out every Friday.
Yes.
So check that out. It's just weird. That's what we'll say about that.
That's what we're going with. Yeah, we can't plug it because we're shit at that stuff. The only other thing you could ask that, we're going to do 13 episodes for the first series. Yes. See how it goes. If you like it, we'll do some more.
Yeah.
I think that's all you can really say about that. Yeah, it's just strange.
You can also find more Graveyard Girls content on Patreon.
Yes.
And we release extra episodes every week of that. And we have more tiers coming now. We have the Hidden in the Hollows podcast. You can also send us an email at thegraveyardgirlspod@gmail.com.
Yes.
If you want to speak to us, if you want to send us cases or anything, you can find us on TikTok at
Graveyard Girls Pod.
Yeah, we know so well. Basically, you can find us on TikTok and Instagram. Just look for the Graveyard Girls.
I'm sure we're in
there. And we have a website called thegraveyardgirls.co.uk.
Yes.
I think that's everything.
Yeah. Anything that's changing, obviously, we've made a few changes to the schedule recently. Mm-hmm. So everything's all on Instagram.
Yes.
You're a bit unsure. But yeah, other than that, I think that's everything.
I think so.
But yeah, so might as well jump into my case then.
Yeah.
Got a good mystery for you today. It's kind of a science mystery, a bit of a medical mystery, but it's also a bit of history thrown in. There's a death. And seeing as it's like Christmas week now, well, it's not Christmas week for us yet, but this will be Christmas week. It's not a Christmas case. It just happened at Christmas time. So I've made it Christmassy in a weird way.
Okay.
So this is the mystery of human combustion.
Human combustion.
Yeah, so human combustion, not as in like you fart a bit too hard and you explode, as in like your whole body sets on fire and you melt away.
Yeah, that scares me.
Yeah, there's not many cases of it.
No, but I'm scared of it.
Yes, and this case that I'm going to present to you today is not the only case of it. However, this is one particular case.
Okay.
So I'm going to start off with the case about this lady, and then I'm going to look at human combustion as a whole, and then I'll sort of bring it back to the case at the end.
Okay.
So this started off when a farmhand named John Larson decided to spend Christmas of 1885 with his employers. Now, his employers were an elderly couple named Patrick and Matilda Rooney. They lived just outside Illinois, and on the evening before the event, they'd had a few drinks in the evening and then went up to bed. So Christmas time, this is Christmas Eve. So, you know, getting ready for Christmas, I feel like drinks is quite normal for the time of year.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're probably quite a friendly couple. He's obviously worked for them for a long time. I feel like maybe he's on his own. Maybe they invited him over for a spend a bit of Christmas joy.
That's nice of them.
It is nice. So yeah. John then would briefly wake in the middle of the night coughing. However, he didn't think too much of it and went back to sleep.
Mm.
It was then when John woke on Christmas morning that there was traces of soot on his pillow.
Oh no.
I was a bit confused about this because at first I was thinking, like, is he sleeping near a chimney? Like, how does just a random pile of soot get on your pillow?
He was visited by a Christmas ghost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was a little bit confused about this and I couldn't really find my answers exactly. So I'm not sure if it was just there was a bit of staining on the pillow or if it was actually a pile of soot. I couldn't clear that up, so I can't answer your question if that were your question.
Okay.
So he then went downstairs and would be shocked by what he would find. First of all, he would find Patrick dead in the bedroom.
Okay. Now,
I was also a bit confused about this because I was like, why is Patrick downstairs? But then I was also thinking the time in the house, the chances are either Patrick was quite old and was struggling with his mobility, so they'd made a bedroom downstairs for him to sleep in. Or the house was very small anyway. There was only one room upstairs, so he maybe slept in a room downstairs so the guests could have the bed upstairs. So one of the two, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wasn't a very nice discovery.
No, not a nice Christmas gift.
Definitely not. But it's not going to get any better because Matilda was nowhere to be found.
Oh, no.
So John then wandered into the kitchen and he found a large blackened hole in the floor.
Okay.
I think you might know where this is going.
Yes.
Alongside it was a pile of charred remains and of what looked like a human foot.
It's always a foot.
Just a foot.
It's always a
single
foot.
It's not even both feet, just one.
It's always a foot.
Along with that was a pile of ash as well as some greasy residue.
Oh.
But I don't know exactly what that is. It just
the humankind.
Well, yeah, okay. But I didn't know if it meant like it was shiny or like there was like a puddle of like oily stuff or what, or was it just like got a greasy tint to it in the ash, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was dusty or a bit wet.
It's probably wet.
So, obviously, as I'm sure you're very much aware, that would end up being the remains of Matilda Rooney. It would appear she was the victim of a spontaneous human combustion. Other than the spot at which the ashes lay, there was no other sign of fire damage, so the rest of the kitchen is untouched.
Mm.
Not any sign of a fire.
Mm.
It was determined that Patrick died of smoke inhalation, which is not uncommon, he's literally in the next room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also the likely cause of John's coughing fit. The reason they believed he survived was due to the fact that he was on the upper floor, but also had the door closed.
Oh, can you imagine inhaling someone else?
Yeah, I don't really want to think about that. So then that's where, for me, I could only then think about that's how the soot got on his pillow, as if he was near the chimney, as it sort of poofed.
Yeah.
Up the chimney. But yeah, even that, it's a bit weird. Like, none of the rest of the kitchen's damaged, but he's got soot on his pillow and on the upper floor. Like, yeah. It just seems a bit weird. So I don't know. It's still a bit, it doesn't really make much sense to me. I'm still, there's a few questions, yeah. I think.
But I think that's just human combustion. It's weird.
Yeah. And probably why it's remained unsolved.
Mm.
So initially, there was speculation that John could have murdered them. However, this seemed impossible for him, as where the fire was started, there was no other damage in the rest of the room. And also, the most important one, he had no motive. So it's not like they were on bad terms. Everything was paid up. He wasn't in any financial difficulty. They didn't seem to be. It seemed like they'd always got along. So what would the reason be? I know
exactly.
People kill for unknown reasons, but it seemed highly unlikely that all the typical motives, he didn't have any of those.
Mm.
So also, why would you climb back in bed and stay there? Be my question. Would you not peg it and do a runner
after exactly you've killed them? Exactly. If I've murdered someone, like, why would you leave her foot there as well?
Yeah, you'd clean the whole lot up, wouldn't you? Be like, she disappeared.
Yeah. Oh no, her foot's still there.
I forgot that bit. It's damn just it. But you know what I mean, like, he obviously didn't do it in the house. If he was gonna murder, he couldn't have done it in the house because nothing else in the house was damaged apart from poor Patrick, who's died from smoke inhalation. So I don't know, it's weird because you think of, she's left no mark in the kitchen, but he somehow managed to suffocate Patrick with her own fumes.
It's just
but
smoke.
Not kill John.
Like I said, he's upstairs.
It's just, to me, I feel like even then, I don't know, if it's managed to still make soot on the way upstairs, why is the whole room not covered in soot and smoke? Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It just almost seemed like the kitchen was quite untouched.
Mm.
So, obviously, as a result of this, it would start a local legend that Matilda had suffered divine retribution for daring to drink too much on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
I know. Bad, isn't it?
What the hell? So, why would that... okay, yes. Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, I think it was just a thing of the time, from what I can work out. Excessive drinking, especially in women, was a bad thing, I think.
I mean, everything's a bad thing if you're a woman at a certain time in the world.
But, yeah, so... Everyone that's probably no one could explain it, and obviously science wasn't that advanced then, so I think it must be God and some divine thing that's done it.
To be fair, I still don't think they're very sure how it works.
No, they're not. Yes. That's basically why.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm going to look into a little bit now into human combustion, and then I'm going to relate it back to the case at the end.
Okay.
So, descriptions of spontaneous human combustion date back to the 17th century, with a large number of cases recorded in the 19th century and just a handful in the 20th and the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Altogether, there are believed to be a few hundred cases of human combustion, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, it's weird, because I always wonder, like, when you get a little bit too hot, are you like, oh no.
Why am I blow up?
Yeah. Like, how?
I don't know. So... this is where it gets a bit interesting, and I can kind of see where they got their ideas from back in the earlier centuries.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, victims of this were often overweight and alcoholic. So that led to the belief that it was caused by consuming too much alcohol. Obviously, alcohol being flammable.
Yes.
So, interestingly, there are more female victims than male. And in the 19th century, it was accepted that it was retribution for excessive indulgence of alcohol. Yeah. So they're basically saying women can't handle their drink and they become flammable if they have too much.
So So if it's more women, is it like an estrogen thing?
Well, I did wonder if it was hormone based, yeah. Or is it just a fluke? If it just so it just is it because is it a gender thing, or is it just so happened to be that?
I don't know. This is why no one knows. Mm. Okay.
So they believed the body saturated with flammable liquid, being the of that being the alcohol, mm-hmm. would then become flammable. So is this theory possible? The answer is
no.
No, in the short answer. So none of the proposed scientific explanations for the body spontaneously burning into flames hold up. The Victorians' explanation of overconsumption of alcohol doesn't work, as the concentrations of alcohol, even in highly intoxicated people, are too low to ignite a fire.
Yeah.
Then, in going on into the 20th century, forensic scientists noticed a wick effect in which clothing worn by the victim can soak up melted fat, acting like a wick of a candle and creating conditions for the body to smoulder for an extended period of time. Experiments have shown that this effect can produce many of the unusual characteristics associated with spontaneous human combustion, such as incinerating the body without damaging its surroundings. Mm-hmm. So that seems quite plausible, but it doesn't explain how the body ignites in the first place. It needs something to set it off.
And it's also like, if the alcohol has an effect, that means like all alcoholics are at risk of this, and it doesn't appear to be
that much of a problem when you think we do have a massive problem, especially in the UK, with alcoholics. So how have more of us not blown up? The likely explanation in suspected cases for spontaneous human combustion is that an external source of ignition, such as a match, a cigarette, or an electrical spark, they would then set off the wick effect, but evidence was then kind of destroyed in the fire. So it depends. It would almost need to be like, you'd need to be sat in the middle of something with not really any furniture around you. Some stray spark sort of ignites you. Yeah. You're already asleep. They're saying the reason a lot of these, maybe the reason it's associated with alcohol is they're heavily intoxicated. They've either gone into a deep sleep or they're just not aware. Mm. You don't wake up. And because it's a slow moral thing, obviously, whatever clothing you're wearing or as your body starts to melt, by the time you realise, you've either probably been asphyxiated by the smoke inhalation anyway, but effectively you burn stuff. It's not a quick death. You burn very slowly.
Yeah.
So, but obviously it would require you to be either stood or sat in the middle of something and not touching any other furniture in order to ignite it, which would explain if you're highly intoxicated, you're not necessarily going to react quickly. However, it also requires there to be a fire source right near you, but one that's not so significant that it burns the rest of the room, which is where
you have to have something flammable yourself, because your skin isn't flammable.
No. So this is where the mystery still surrounds it, and this is why they can't completely explain it, because it just seems a bit strange.
Mm.
So you'd either need to be, I don't know, doused in some sort of flammable liquid, maybe, and then whatever surrounding. You know, like if you were on a piece of concrete and you were covered, I don't know, in pig fat or something, like you would all go up, but the concrete around you wouldn't, because it's not a flammable sort of area. It might scorch the ground for a bit, but it's not going to spread it. It's not like if you were in grass, it'd set the whole field on fire. But in most cases of this, it's been in a house somewhere, so how have they not set the rest of the house on fire?
It's very interesting, very scary.
It is. Obviously, luckily, it doesn't happen that often, so we're quite fortunate in that sense. So there is no, obviously, I wanted to then to relate it back into the case. So there's no evidence to support the fact that Matilda smoked, but she was in the kitchen, so could something in the kitchen have set off the fire? But still, I think it's a bit difficult. The most common theory put forward is that it was a candle.
Mm.
But I also don't see how that's caught her on fire without her reacting, but also they're not scorched anything else in the kitchen.
Because
nothing else in the kitchen was damaged.
Because a candle could have, like, ignited her nightdress and then that. But then again, she'd try and put it out. She's not going to stand there.
Yeah, just let herself go. Unless she was that heavily intoxicated.
But even then, you'd be stumbling around.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. She's not knocked into any of the furniture and set anything else off. So it's very strange, which is, I think, as well why there was still the odd person put out that it was still a murder and someone's waited till she's fell asleep and then they've doused her in something and set her alight.
If that was a murder, that was like the perfect murder where there's no evidence, no suspects.
Because that's what it requires. It almost needs to be, because I read it was a more modern case, but I don't know whether I've kind of made parts of this up in my head or whether I remember it exactly how it was. But I think a woman, she burnt to death. I don't think it was spontaneous human combustion, but she basically fell asleep in a chair with a cigarette, and the cigarette ignited herself, mm-hmm. but she was an alcoholic and she didn't react to the thing. So basically it burned her to crisp, but it did also burn the chair she was in. So it was only neighbours were noted afterwards after it set smoke alarms off. But by which point she was already dead. So, a bit late. I don't think she was a case of human combustion. But again, that would make sense. But there's no evidence that she smoked, so we can't say that that was what's there on file. Because I felt like that would have been one thing they would have considered at the time. Even for the time then, they would have noted that she smoked, surely.
Yeah.
They would have said, oh yeah, she was a smoker. She's accidentally set her own clothing on fire.
It's also weird that it's just the feet that remain.
Yeah, no, I don't like... And it wasn't even both feet, it was just one foot. didn't like that one. That foot wasn't particularly flammable. Maybe she had some sort of disease and the fire got to that point and thought, oh, this is just mouldy. You got, I don't know, maybe it was fire retardant.
It's not a foot fetish, but fire. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, very strange. So obviously, I don't think we're likely to find out what killed her. So I think that'll definitely remain a mystery. So the only thing that, like I said, and this is where it links in with the theory of it being a candle, was there was a partially burnt candle in the kitchen. No one knows when that was burnt. It could have been burnt earlier on in the day. It's nothing to say that's what started it off. I understand why that's become a reason for people to speculate, because...
But if that was the ignition source and she didn't move away from it, which implies she didn't, the candle wouldn't be there anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have melted itself.
And it would have also took the table with it, I should imagine.
Yeah.
Because I'm presuming it would have been a wooden table.
Yeah.
And that... I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, but wood burns quite well.
Yeah, just a bit.
So, yeah, I'm not quite sure with that. But then, so then this is when it took a bit of a turn and I found some extra information that I thought was a bit interesting. And it kind of opens it up. I'm sort of wondering if there was something else involved. Interestingly, John Larson, who was obviously the man that went to stay, died himself just a few weeks later from lung damage. Ew. A post-mortem was done and it revealed that his lungs had had a build-up of the same soot and greasy residue found at the scene, and that was the same substance that suffocated Patrick. So obviously he would have been mostly smoking inhalation, but there was also a greasy residue. So John's obviously died a few weeks later, but it's got the same stuff like tar, almost like a build-up in his lungs. So then that, to me, I'm thinking, was it something a bit more toxic that burnt rather than just... average, it wasn't just normal soot, so I'm wondering, was there something else? And because obviously he wouldn't have been as intoxicated at the time because he was upstairs, but also, did he survive for as long as he did? Because him not being intoxicated, he actually woke up in the middle of the night and sort of having got up. So I don't know, it's not like he left the house, but
maybe it's like a toxin that's what makes you human combust.
So that's why I'm wondering if there was something else we were unaware of. Was there some sort of other toxin in the house?
Not even in the house. Maybe you yourself have some kind of toxin that is the trigger that makes you explode. Well,
Burns. Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Other people inhale it. It kind of destroys them.
Yeah,
it's
a bit longer. Yeah. Because even Patrick, he's in the next room. I know all the doors are open, so you could easily save him life. Smoke went into the room, but then I would have expected the whole house to be covered in.
Yeah.
You know, like when you have a fire, like there's evidence of fire damage throughout the whole house. It might have been a case that they just didn't record it in that much detail, but it just seems to me almost like she's died in the middle of a kitchen. Patrick's on the same floor. He's died of, well, he's suffocated to death, basically, which does make sense still if it's travelled on the same floor. And obviously, John upstairs is woken up coughing in the middle of the night. But it doesn't seem like the rest of the house is extensively damaged by the fire.
No, especially if it's just, like, in that area where she stood.
Because if it's reached him all the way upstairs, it almost suggests, like, it was a massive fire. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't...
Maybe it wasn't a massive fire. Maybe it's just, like, a lot of smoke. You know, when you get a really smoky fire.
Maybe. But it just made me wonder, was there another substance involved with her that's what either set her on fire?
I don't know.
Then there's... as that burns, it's produced a toxin, which one, obviously, has probably suffocated Patrick quicker because he's quite a bit older and on the same floor with open doors. And John, it's obviously got into him, maybe could have travelled up the chimney. Maybe that's the reason it ran, rather than obviously his door was closed, rather than even seeping up the stairs and under the door, maybe it actually came up through a chimney. I don't know where the chimney was in the house.
That's what I was thinking.
and he's inhaled the toxin, and it's obviously left, you know, like smokers, like it leaves a residue in a tar. Maybe he's inhaled quite a bit more of it because he was obviously, he went back to sleep.
Mm.
And it's just, it's taken a few weeks for him sort of to kill him off, maybe. But if that's the case, what was the toxin? We're not going to solve it, but...
No, it's strange that it, like, essentially murdered, well, killed three people.
Mm.
It's very strange.
Yeah, so, like I said, it's really divided. Some people believe there was some weird murder involved in it, some external person, but I couldn't find any evidence.
No.
They didn't seem to be, you know, like, if they'd been a nasty couple and, like, no one got on with them, it'd be like that, and there was just nothing. The only thing that went negatively, if you want to look at it, was that it was seen that Matilda drank a lot, but besides from that, there was nothing. No one said she was horrible.
Maybe Matilda chopped off her own foot, made it look like something burnt. She somehow killed the other two and she ran off with someone else.
Oh, so she's still alive. Well, yeah. She won't be alive now. It's over 100 years ago, but
she still survived.
Yes. Did a runner.
She chopped off her own foot. That's why
Well, she wouldn't have ran off, would she? She would have hopped off.
She would have hopped off with someone else.
Maybe. Interesting.
No, I think she...
Yeah, she's more likely then to die as a secondary thing from chopping her own bloody foot off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very strange. Like I said, all these cases of human combustion, they've not been able to explain it, which is why human combustion as a whole is still a mystery. So it's like, it kind of was a bit of a sciencey episode. It was looking into medical sciencey thing, but...
It's definitely not because she drank a lot because she's an alcoholic, because...
I think that was just a thing of the time,
because
science wasn't that advanced. It was like only in its early stage, wasn't it? So, yeah. And I think a lot of people are still quite religious at this point.
Mm.
So it was like I said, they called it divine retribution.
And she's a woman and she's drinking. How dare she?
I know, terrible. Even on Christmas, you're not allowed to have any fun. Bloody hell. It's like, what was the time, was it Cromwell that banned everything? When we had the Charles, before the Restoration, and you couldn't have anything, everything was sinful. You couldn't have any fun. Oh my God.
I don't know.
It was after Charles I, after he... He was either bumped off or died, I can't remember. And then, I'm sure it was Cromwell, or someone. Like, and basically they took over, but they made everything sinful. Like, was it Puritans?
I think I know what you're on about, but there's also a part of me that doesn't know what you're on about because I've forgotten everything.
But I'm thinking, like, you know, like, because I remember watching a thing about it, and they're like, everything was sinful, even at Christmas, like, you couldn't have fun, like, just nothing was allowed to be fun. This is what I feel like it was for women still at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was sinful.
Yes, it is, Amelia.
So bad. It's a miracle we survived all this time, to be fair, with all the sinful things we've done over the years. Like, how have we survived if it's so sinful? Why hasn't God just killed off all the women?
Barely surviving.
I mean, yeah, but still, like, surely more of us should have been wiped out if we're that bad.
But yeah, I think alcohol has nothing to do with it. I think it's just something weird. It's kind of like your appendix. You're not sure why it's there.
Yeah. I think the only thing that it relates to in the alcohol, in the case of a lot of these people, would have been intoxicated, so they haven't been able to react to the ignition of the fire, and by the time they have, well, they've probably died of smoke. Like, the smoke inhalation has probably knocked them out, and then they just continue to slowly burn. Because I would like to think, if I sat on fire, I might notice and, like, might try and put it out.
It just depends where, like, it starts. Like, does it start internally, the flame?
Yeah.
Or does it externally and works its way in? Because if it's internally, you won't be able to, like...
Do anything about it. But then you would have expected your body's kind of shut down before.
Yeah.
It's almost like being struck by lightning, isn't it? It's a bit of
It's just... It kind of freaks me out because it's like when you have a fever, you're going to... Is that the thing that's going to trick
your head's overheating.
Yeah.
I do hate that. You know when you first get, like, when you got, like, a really bad cold and, like, you feel cold, but you touch your face and you're, like, burning up. You're like, oh, my God.
I hate that.
Yeah, no, it's not very nice, is it?
That's what I always kind of imagine what starts a human combustion.
I don't know.
So, like, you're burning inside out.
I just more think of it maybe wearing quite clothing that's quite flammable. And, like, you know, like a spot or, like... I can easily imagine, like, I do understand the candle theory, I just don't get the whole how it didn't ignite the rest of the room. But, you know, imagine if you were that heavily intoxicated, you were literally passed out, or you're on drugs, whatever you want to look at it as. And say, I don't know, like, your hair catches fire and then it gets onto your t-shirt that's quite flammable. If you're that intoxicated, you might not react straight away, and by the time you possibly do wake up, either the smoke's got you first, and, like I said, it's knocked you out even more, or you're that aflame by the time you do it, there's you're going to get up and roll about, but then you set everything else on fire. So I don't know. I don't like, it just sounds like you melt really slowly like a candle. And I don't, you know, when it says like that your clothing obviously absorbs all the smouldering fat, and then I just imagine you're just slowly blubbering away like you go into like a gooey mess.
I don't think you're conscious for it.
I fucking hope not. You can't be, surely. Because you would try to put yourself out, wouldn't you? Even if, I don't know, you were trying to do some weird suicide thing. I wouldn't drag it out for that long. Because it, to me, it sort of suggested it takes hours.
I think it does. So I think, I don't think you're aware of it. That's why I think it's like inside out.
Yeah, so then maybe it's shutting your body down first before it ignites. Quite possible. Because could the acid in your stomach...
This is what I'm saying. Maybe it's some kind of like something weird inside you.
But then if it was that, would you not expect that they'd have discovered it?
But then
not?
You're kind of wet on the inside.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Because if it was that easy to set yourself alight, then more of us would set ourselves alight.
That's why I'm saying maybe it's like some weird toxin that only certain people have.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I would have thought though, if it was in the stomach acid, they would have discovered it before now. Unless you're like, a really hot dinner. You know, when you swallow food and it's too hot and it burns down your throat.
Maybe it's like a weird combination of things. Maybe you need certain, like, the right type of things.
Yeah. It's a bit of a fluke thing. Yeah, maybe. Very strange. It sounds like it should burn from the inside out, but I do feel like it's more than likely something external. I just can't explain how you then don't set anything else on fire. Unless you're in a room, like I said, or somewhere earlier, like outdoors and on a concrete flooring that the other materials around you aren't that flammable.
I don't know.
It's a strange one.
Like you said, we'll never know what it is.
No, we won't. So I thought that was a good Christmas mystery for you. And with the amount of food that people are going to consume over the next few days, I feel like a lot of us might feel like we might combust.
Yeah.
So I thought it was an appropriate episode.
Hopefully none of you do.
Hopefully none of you do, because one, we'd like you to come back and listen to more episodes. And two, would that make us responsible for people's deaths?
No.
No?
Because we...
Yeah, but what if they've listened to this and like...
it. You can't trigger it.
What? Yeah, but what if the police go... There's a sudden surge in cases and every time the police go to the house, it just so happens the Graveyard Girls podcast has been playing in the background.
Some kind of like the Ring with the video.
Yeah, let's set it all off. We can't be done for that, can we?
Ooh, are we like leaving them with a ghost story?
Oh, maybe.
On that note.
It's an unusual Christmas ghost.
Hey, ghost.
A fiery one. An angry one.
Ghost stories at Christmas are normal.
Yeah, I suppose.
So on that note.
On that note.
Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.